Hi, my name is Lual Rock, and today I'll be recording my mom on her journey in South Sudan. My mom was born in South Sudan, in the northern region, between the borders of South Sudan and North Sudan, in a small town called Bor. She was born there in 1969. In 1983, South Sudan and North Sudan were formally a country. But due to ethnic tensions and the large amount of resources located in South Sudan, the Northern Sudanese government did some military campaigns that enraged the South Sudanese government and basically started a civil war. The civil war was extremely bloody. Millions of South Sudanese were relocated or dead. So in 1983, my mom and her family had to relocate out of South Sudan. At first, they had to travel east to Ethiopia, a neighboring region, but due to also ethnic conflicts in Ethiopia, they had to travel back west, back through South Sudan, with more conflict and all that other stuff, and then they traveled east of South Sudan to Uganda, but due to immigration laws, they had to leave Uganda, and they traveled to Kenya, where she was granted asylum at a refugee camp. Then in 2004, she was able to immigrate out of Kenya and come to the U.S. and relocate in Utah. I know this might be traumatic, but can you tell me your first experience of the war? I know that you were in a village in Bor. Can you tell me like the amount of shock and just confusion of that experience?
Tangeg goloi tadi bue karbar.
Tonga golot ke ko yor ke gon nya dur ke kita di ko ko nin go deng i ben gan ke dia deng dit ku deng ko 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 pa wei ku jo ko kar ko ko pa jo ko ke opol bai ben ye kar ku danga palara pare gan ke dia ko ko ke nim chero.
This happened when I was young, back when I was in my 20s. It was one early morning around 5 a.m. I remember, and I heard gun sounds, and I walked out of my village. I mean, I walked out of my hut, and then I saw Northern Sudanese soldiers shooting at my fellow villagers, and all I could see was people running and screaming and falling and dying. Can you quickly describe some of the sounds you heard? I know you might have heard a lot of gun sounds, but can you also describe what you saw around the village, what you heard around the village while this was happening?
Kano, Jarping, Pandu, Kano.
Boy, then I got boy, one mea do. Oh, then dear good, then cor. Wow, dear a rate, quite care, Paul, quite a chia, rio, young, bokadang, no, who quite a boy care, who cut quite a lot of key. Quite a pal care, way.
So the type of sounds we heard were many gun sounds and bombs going off. When I went outside my house, I saw villagers running around, people screaming and crying. And I saw people die, get shot down, mothers and fathers and children as well. The panicking was very, very disrupting, but some way, somehow, I was able to reconnect with my family. And we were able to leave the village and find a place in the bushes where we could reconnect and find a solution to get out of the situation. But people were still panicking. All I could hear was from my fellow villagers and family members, like, what should we do? People are dying. All I see is people dying. I think we should avoid their fate and find someplace safe to hide. So after you reconnected with your family and you guys were able to leave your village and migrate around the Sudan area, what type of foods did you eat? Can you please describe the type of foods you guys ate? The taste? Did you like it? Did you not like it?
Me the Kayoko Kacham Roki ring it. I chin me the Kachuka jar, but I chicola you well Roki, where Roki, Chimana Tau, Chimana Mumita Winnel or Roki, or Lena Win Chito, well a ring the wool and chito, O Kukujala, well, Kupura topping, a kaka meat. kin mit phe da ta wo ka phyot.
The type of foods we ate were foods we had to like find on our own basically in the wilderness. So we would eat white fruits and we would look around the surrounding areas for edible leaves and vegetables. Some of the animals were killed by the soldiers just through crossfire, or the soldiers deliberately killed them. We would eat those animals, and we would hunt smaller animals and get our protein nutrients from them. And then we will also dig up plants and eat their roots. Most of the food was bad. We needed it for survival. The leaves were very bitter. The dead animals were undercooked. Some of the fruits taste good, but most of the food was not good. We would also drink water from the ground, groundwater, or from some rivers, and we did not have any utensils, so we had to drink it from our hands. Thank you for your interview today. I know this was a very hard experience for you, but it's great for you to share your experience. Do you have anything else to say?
In Chile, I think about it.